Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning. Happy Wednesday. Happy hump day. I hope that you are blessed and you are in perfect health and spirits this morning. This morning, I am going to be reading from Ephesians chapter 4, verses 27 and 26. If you become angry, do not let your anger lead you into sin, and do not stay angry all day. Don't give the devil a chance. Ephesians 4, 26 and 27. Don't give the devil a chance. That is a powerful way to end a sentence, a powerful way to end a message. When we live in a society today that eggs us on to be angry, that cheers us on to be angry. I would beg you to, if you don't have a powerful friend in your life who speaks truth to you, or someone, a mentor, just someone who you can call on that will really give you a solid answer when you're upset, to find one. Because it is very imperative. You want to have someone that you can call that won't give you an opportunity to go into a sin, to go and hurt somebody, to give you, that won't give you the opportunity to go to bed angry. That will help you see things clearer and will either tell you if you're wrong, who will help you to forgive the person who has wronged you, where you can have the peace that's yours. And you won't give the devil a chance, because the devil wants to keep you in that bondage of having an attitude, of being bitter, of being mad, of not loving your sisters and brothers, of just not walking in peace. That is not of God. That is nobody but the devil who wants you to be healed in that. When you think of the signs of the faces of people that's angry, or, you know, when you see all caps when someone is angry, that doesn't even look cute. It's just total opposite of God. So I would pray that you would find somebody, because, again, this world, in it today, people will egg you on to be upset. They'll post things that'll get someone else upset and have a list of comments of all these angry people. They'll see you post something on a day that you're upset, and instead of having a word of encouragement, they're just joining the angry party. And that's not a life of peace. It's not a life of joy. It says if you become angry, don't let your anger lead you into sin, and do not stay angry all day. So that's proof that we are human and we will get angry, but it's staying that way where the problem lies in. It's whereas we want to stay angry for days and weeks and months and carry around this anger and this spirit that is just not, is opposite of a peaceful, joyful, happy spirit, where we are giving the devil a chance to operate in our lives. We have to be very careful about that. We have to be careful. Father God, we thank you for allowing us to wake up this morning. We thank you, Lord God, for your scripture and your word, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for these examples and these messages that speak to our hearts and speak to our spirits, Lord God. Lord God, I pray that you would touch someone this morning who has awakened to this beautiful day with a spirit of bitterness, with a spirit of anger, with a spirit, Lord God, that's just keeping them from receiving your full peace today, Lord God. I pray that you would touch their hearts, Lord God. Spread your hedge of protection and comfort around them, Lord God. Let them know that they are loved, Lord God. Give them the spirit of forgiveness, Lord God, the spirit of letting go, Lord God, the spirit of knowing who you are in their lives, Lord God, where whatever the situation is in their lives, Lord God, it's not greater than you. It's not greater than your love. It's not greater than your peace. It's not greater than your joy moments that we get to share and go out with throughout the day, Lord God. Lord God, I pray that you would touch them, Lord God. Lord, touch the accusers. Touch the ones who are just going out and just trying to be that ruckus in others' lives, that temptation in other lives to get them to sin, to get them to want to hurt somebody, Lord God. Touch their hearts where they can receive your love, Lord God. I believe so many others are out here deliberately hurting others and doing things to make others angry because they don't know your love. They've never received your love. They never received unconditional love, Lord God. I pray that they would feel that, they would experience that, they would walk in that this morning, Lord God. But, Lord God, most importantly, just be with us. Touch our hearts, Lord God. Give us more of you, more of your spirit. Send people into our lives, Lord God, who would show us love, who would show us joy, who would show us happiness, Lord God, who would give us an answer, Lord God, that's pleasing to you, Lord God, that's in line with your word, Lord God, when we're upset. Give us love, Lord God, a direction, a word, or something of encouragement, Lord God, so we can release the chains of bitterness and anger, Lord God. Lord God, bring those people into our lives, Lord God. Touch us, bless us. Continue, Lord God, to create us to be that in others' lives, Lord God, so that when others are wrong, are they doing things, Lord God, that's none of you? Give us a soft tongue to be able to speak truth into their lives. Give us a heart of compassion to be able to try to figure out where they're coming from, to be able to give a right example, Lord God, so they can want to change their ways and walk in who you are. So many of us, Lord God, are walking the earth, giving up on people, are just speaking that's who the people are and that's who they'll be. Lord God, when you want so much more, Lord God, create more women and men, Lord God, to spread your word, spread your truth, to spread your love, Lord God, so they can experience true love of God, where they can experience true peace of God, where they can experience the true joy of God, Lord God, because it's so beautiful and it's attainable for each and every one of your children. It's not a selfish thing that you take and you give to one child. No child is favored more than the other. You want all of your children to be at peace, to be at joy, to be blessed, to be walking in the city on the streets of gold, Lord God. So when the devil sees your children, they'll know, oh, that's God's kid. Look at them. They're so spoiled. He got them so blessed and happy. Look at them. You want more of that, and I pray, Lord God, that more will receive it, more will be blessed by it, and more will embrace it in the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you for your faith. We thank you for your healing. We thank you for your power, your Holy Spirit, Lord God. Thank you for blessing us. We're ever so grateful, Lord God, for you and your love in our lives, Lord God. We're ever so grateful to be a vessel and to be used by you, Lord God. We're ever so grateful, Lord God, to come together, Lord God, and stand in awe of you, Lord God, and to declare who you are, Lord God, to be a blessing of you, Lord God. Thank you. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Have an amazing day, love. God bless you. Be blessed. Again, if you become angry, do not let your anger lead you into sin, and do not stay angry all day. Don't give that devil a chance at all. Don't give it to him. Be great. Be blessed. Be loved. I love you. Have an amazing day.